Boom. Welcome, guys. Chicken Fried with Chicken Fried. We got LC and our politically incorrect Wes Garrett on the producer.
I'm the comments highlighter, baby. The producer, that's whatever right. You want to call it.
The producer. You know, I do want to kind of briefly touch on last week. You know, me and Phil had a long talk about kind of what happened last week, and both of us kind of agreed it was really Wes's fault, you know.
It was.
I think at the end of the day, you know, so if you were unhappy with last week's show, it's Wes's fault. If you loved it, man, it's my boy Phil, you know, pulling through it's like all, he always does, you know. Phil. So
now him and Carmen are not talking right now. She's moved out. But we figured by episode 8, we can get them back together. And if you could throw in some money that could help with this, we sure appreciate it.
Right. So, yeah, man, a lot of things going on. Man, I do want to say, too, that we're on episode 5, and here shortly, once these rodeo season kind of gets done with, I'm going to, man, I've got all the audio recordings, so I'm going to drop them all onto like a, you know, the Spotify or a podcast deal. So, man, if you prefer to listen to the show that way, they'll, you know, because I wanted to get a group of them together first before I, like, download them all to some kind of podcast deal. So soon enough, I would say, man, the next couple of weeks, man, we'll drop 6 or 7 episodes and they'll all be there. So, now we're staying on YouTube and we play the replay on Facebook. So if you're watching this on Facebook, go back to the YouTube channel where you can watch it live. I think the show, at least from what I've understood from people, it's much better live than it is actually, you know, watching the replay or whatnot. But yeah, we're getting ready for rodeo, huh? What's it look like over there in Bandera, Phil?
Well, I mean, we're just kind of gathering up all the stuff we got to throw in the truck. We went and dropped off on Sunday. So trailers in NRG now. And, man, we're just trying to make our list to make sure we don't forget anything to bring tomorrow when we head that way. So it's coming together, though.
Yeah.
Hey, and what do you hold up?
What are you drinking tonight? Phil. Yeah, go ahead. What are you drinking on tonight? You know,
we are sponsored by
a good glass of water. I'm gonna try to do some alternating.
We that is not a white Russian, guys. That is whole milk to coat his belly. We don't want any thing on it tonight. We're going to get the PG version of Phil, and I don't know if that's good for everybody. You guys, let us know what you think in the comments.
Man, I had lots of people telling me we need to have Phil buzzed up every show. They really enjoyed it. So, man, I don't think Phil's mom really enjoyed it, but man, I think the audience really liked it.
And
I heard a lot about it.
Is what I heard.
I don't remember anything about it. I've heard a lot about it.
Right. Phil, have you had a chance to go back and watch any of the shows?
I will not rewatch that episode, Wes.
If you will start at about
episode 4, you already renamed it. If you go find
38. Minute 38 is when it got good.
I woke up and I had a text that said, hey, man, it won't hurt my feelings if you want to delete that guy. I said, there ain't no way we're deleting it, brother.
No, that one's going to live for a while. But hey, you think about it. We're on episode 5, right? So next week we tie the, you know, all this for 6 pieces. We're going to celebrate episode 7. What are we going to do? No big deal, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have a special episode.
Whoa. You see Fred's comment? Phil's drinking water. Phil's drinking water. I'm out.
We've got a nice chat.
Yeah. Shoot, yeah, Manuel. I will say, if you're going to be at Houston Rodeo, Manuel is going to be cooking beef cheek tacos at my camp. Man, I'm not sure if it's Friday morning or Saturday morning. Maybe he'll reply in the comments, but I bought the beef cheeks today. So, you know, he cooked them at the Jack. He's going to cook them again. So they'll be, man, one of the mornings we're going to have beef cheek tacos. I think it's barbacoa. I think that's what the formal name is for it, but whatever.
And if I could add to that, since I was at the Jack, I had a chance to eat one of those. And if you remember, they actually brought them over. Man, they were phenomenal. But just so y'all know, I've been to the Jack.
Right.
Well, hey, look, I like how you brought in the audio and the visual on that and tied it together. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as like the whole picture come together.
No, I'm here now. Like, I'm doing this from Lynchburg.
little early.
Yeah, yeah. I got a good feeling about it.
Or late.
But yeah, we won't cover too much of our cooks this last weekend. Man, there's not really much to circle back on. I got a couple of calls, and man, I got hammered in chicken and pork. And I think
I wish I was able to cook. I hate I missed it.
Right. Sorry you weren't there. But yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, if I could have got around that chicken, I thought I was going to have a good day. But yeah, I ended up with the third brisket and the fifth rib, but chicken and man, I like to call them mid-pack finishes. I don't want to say the actual number. I'll just go mid-pack. Mid-pack sounds a lot better than 74.
It's not last. You know? That's what it is. So, mid-pack is not on the bottom.
Yeah. Technically, mid-pack is somewhere between first and last, just to clarify.
That's right. That's
right. As long as you're not last, you could technically be. You know, I was somewhere around mid-pack.
Mid-pack
in everything.
You one off of DAL, and you're still mid-pack in my book.
That's so true. That's the way we do it.
But, yeah, that but actually, we had – huh?
I said that is actually a Mississippi term right there. You know, mid-pack, as long as you're not DAL, you're good.
Right. Yeah, we occasionally, you know, hopefully we don't have to use the term too much on mid-pack, but it pops its head up every now and again, and shoot, it's part of the game, right? So you know,
Bill,
and
that's you want it, man.
A big part of that game too is the mental part when you do have these mid-pack finishes, to be able to you know, wash it off and reload and go shoot it at them again. And especially if you look back and see that, man, I kind of messed up on my chicken, I know what I did wrong. And you know, some of this stuff, like we talk about shigging, is knowing what to do. But some of it is, man, learning what not to do. And, man, I had a little lesson on what not to do on my chicken. I kind of added some coals, so added some briquettes to the Weber right before I put the chicken on. And it just got too bitter, too smoky. And, man, I tried to fix it on the cutting board with sugar in the raw. I was putting as much, probably should have got some rib candy or something. But I couldn't get it sweet enough to get rid of some of that bitter smoke. But, man, it is what it is. And man, you take your lumps and you move on. So
you learn every contest, right? Even if you've done it forever, you learn every contest.
And you try to, you know, you sure do. And, you know, every once in a while, there's some that are head scratchers where you do everything right and it still, you know, lands on the wrong tongues. But as part of the game as well. And, you know, barbecue doesn't discriminate. It doesn't know that chicken fried's cooking it or LC's cooking it. So, man, you hit six tongues and those tongues aren't crazy about it. Man, you just have to. Yeah. Take it in the stomach, take your lumps, and move on. So, man, we got Houston Rodeo this week, which is a big one for us. You know, man, a lot of excitement being down there and just watching everybody move in. So, man, I'm really excited about this weekend. And granted, man, I wish we had pork, but it's three meats. And, man, we're going to go three meats at them. And like Robert says, we're going to throw rocks. We're going to throw big rocks, and hopefully we can score. But, man, Houston's its own animal. I think it's, you know, I was talking to a guy earlier today and he said, man, it's just the biggest backyard competition there is, because there is a backyard element to it. I think people are turning in fat side up briskets and, right. You know, there'll be guys out there cooking choices and primes, and man, there'll be a fair amount of us throwing Wagyus at them as well. But, you know, there's all kinds of stuff, and man, it's kind of what happens in that judging room. No one really knows. So, it's not a sanctioned event, so we don't know exactly how it's judged, right. If they're knife and fork, or they picking ribs up with their hands. So, but yeah, we're gonna throw something at them and see what happens. But man, I've been making trips down there every day, unloading this, unloading that, and making sure I haven't forgotten anything, because it's such a cluster to get out of there and get back in. If you forgot something, it is, man, it's a complete pain. So,
Can I ask you and Phil something, since y'all have cooked this before? Are you going to run more of a CBA, a KCBS? Are you going to overdo it? Are you going to kind of run a little tighter? Maybe I'm asking your secrets, but what's your goal? Your
I'm rednecking. I'm rednecking.
He's going full on KP redneck.
Full KP redneck, 100%.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how that works
exactly
out for
what
you.
I want the past 2 years didn't do me any favors. So, Bill's definitely right. There is a backyard element to it.
Right.
The problem is, man, you know, your food's only going to be sat in front of five judges. They're going to drop the low. They're going to drop the high. So that means four people determine your score. And man, hopefully it ain't people who don't like barbecue, you know? So man, the judging pool is small on each individual box, and that brings in validity in my mind, but man, we're going to go cook our ass off and see what happens. Hey, before we move too far, though, past CBA World Championship was a great weekend. And I want a big shout out to you, Bron, Beer Belly's Barbecue on his big GC.
Absolutely. No, for sure.
Also, Danny Reagan, Hell Yeah, yeah. Barbecue on, man, a monster reserve. So congratulations to those guys at the CBA World Championship this past weekend. And, I mean, we had the banquet that night. Man, what great food. Ernest Cervantes, burnt bean. Man, he did smoked pork chops. And, man, I still don't know how to wrap my head around how something can be that good. I mean, just crushed it. What a great meal. Great banquet. Everybody who, man, set it up, decorated. Arnie for the speech, and obviously celebrated Kevin Hernandez and his team of the year and all of his five buckles that he drug out of there. Hell of a year. Congrats.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, from somebody outside looking in, I've just got to tell you guys, CBA looks awesome. Well-organized, love the songs, love the excitement about it. Fred and that team have done one hell of a job, and I said it on a show last night and on Atlanta Barbecue Store, and I'll say it again. It needs to expand, and it needs to expand fast.
Yeah, I think we got one working up in, I think, maybe Rhode Island. I think it's not on our schedule yet, but I do think there's some interest there. So, man, I see it, but it's just going to be organic growth. You know, we're not going to dump a whole bunch of money and try to expand. We got to get people that are, you know, Eric came down, Cantrell, he came down and helped out a lot, and he was the judging room. And, you know, he showed up in my trailer, kind of like they do at KCBS with your time clock. That's not something standard at a Texas comp where people come and show you the clock. And Eric was walking around showing, you know, the teams that he knew the clock, which was kind of cool. But, man, he had a good time. And, you know, we're like, man, whenever you're ready, Eric, we'll put you on board. You know, let's go ahead and go. So, but I think he'll be watching. I know he watches in the comments because he had, you know, quite a bit to say about last week's show. But circling back on that pork chop, you know, I did tell Ernest, Phil, I don't think I told you, but, you know, I went there Sunday for breakfast. And I said, yeah, me and Phil were talking about your pork chop and how it makes us feel. You know, it's one thing, we all cook for six judges, you know, and, man, we've got to nail one rack of ribs or two racks of ribs. Man, Ernest is feeding, you know, hundreds, if not maybe, I don't know, thousands of people a day, and he's got to nail everything. And, man, he just fed the most picky cooks in Texas pork chops. I mean, the group of cooks, and, man, everybody loved it. And, of course, he nailed it. But, man, I said, it just, me and Phil were talking about how inadequate it makes us feel. This guy can go out and just roll out and cook, you know, 150 pork chops, and every one of them just be
perfect,
freaking spot on, man. Just freaking nails. So, yeah. But yeah, that was, man, it was a great time. Yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, we've got a couple of guys, man, they came down, Janky Leg and Triple H. They both came down there. You know, Janky's got a spot at Houston, so he's cooking Houston this weekend. And, man, those guys tried to, you know, just figured get a little warm up and come down and play in CBA World. It was their first CBA contest. So we'll bring them in here in just a second and see what they thought. They did get a monster first place pork call, which I tried Jordan's pork, and, man, it was excellent. And, man, they ended up making top 10 as well. So, man, I think they were pretty excited, obviously, to walk away with a big check and, you know, get to hear their song. I don't know what their song was, but we'll bring them in. Let's see if they're both there. So we'll go ahead and get them on the show. Let's add them to stage real quick.
I think there's, it was one. Lovely Lady Hump or something like that.
There we go. One of those songs. Yeah, what was the song, Jordan? What was the song? What was y'all's walk-up song?
It was Biggie Smalls, Juicy.
Biggie Smalls, that's right.
Juicy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a hell of a show, man, for you guys, honestly. It was a lot of teams there, and I expected you guys to do well, but showed up and showed out. So congratulations to both of you.
No. Funny thing about that song, Bill was like, you're going to have to play this song. I don't know it. So we're in a trailer. I play it for him, and he's like, okay. So every time playing, it'd be a little bit, you know, gangster. He'd look at me and I'd give him the old.
That's not us.
I don't listen to that kind of music, guys. I mean, just
but hey, look, let me add to this as well. Jordan, if y'all have never cooked next to him when he is on a heater and he's got his playlist going, he is the only guy that I've been around where they actually had the security guard knock on the door and ask him to cut it down. There's kids and teenagers out here.
You need to come to Texas more often, Wes.
Yeah.
Man, I would get screenshots from Jordan from his Spotify while he's cooking comps with some of the songs that I played when we were next to him. I turned him on to a few of them, and I all throughout the year he'd send me screenshots on Saturday morning, and it was classic. So
that comp where the cop told me to turn that down, he like knocks on the door, and it was on a side door, so I went back to the living area, and I opened it, and he was like, "Hey, you need to turn that shit down. There's a little boy out here." I was like, "That's my kid."
That's my kid. He was
efforts going on. So anyway, he walks out. He was kind of an asshole or whatever. I was like, "I'll turn it down." And Allie's like, "Way to go." I was like, "Man, fuck the police on it." He's like, "You're going to get us kicked out for sure."
Yeah. He messed your whole game up that day for sure.
Yeah.
But it was good, though. I mean, you could hear every song from the other side of that camp, though. I mean, he had it blaring. It was awesome.
Well, first of all, I think more importantly, what are you boys drinking tonight? Are you on the ice water game, or are you ready to take a shot? You know, I mean, it's the show gets so much more interesting if there's a little alcohol involved. There you go. Oh. There you go. Oh, there you go.
Good American man. Good American boy.
Man, I've gone out to dinner with them every single, or at least two nights. You know, they've been here, and Bill says, "Man, I don't really drink, but I'll take a crown." And you know, he starts going after them.
Well, you know, when you're in Rome, you drink up, right?
Mm-hmm. Glad you boys could partake, man. My back's been hurting lately. I mean, I had a couple weeks in a row where I was doing all the heavy lifting.
Looking for a donor, guys. Anybody in the comments? We need a donor for Phil.
We need a liver transplant. Yeah,
so. Absolutely shot.
We're gonna need to run some tests.
So what did you guys think? I'll let you start off. It was your first CBA, right? And man, I think just Texas in general, the teams, and you know, I know we've obviously talked a lot, and just you know, how talkative some of the Texas teams are to you. They're very helpful even when you don't want help, maybe. Is that right? Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, we pulled in, man, and we didn't know a whole lot of people, and I'm sure they didn't know us. So, you know, right when just to start, when we pulled in Friday, me and Bill looked at each other, and I was like, "Is this?" And we kind of both stopped, and he goes, "Damn, are we at the right spot? Is this the competition or not?" There was like,
well, we got there. There's like five trailers total. You know, at 10 o'clock on Friday morning, it's like, gonna be a big one.
Yeah. I was like, it's normally filled up by then.
Yeah, they all work 10 o'clock
early. No, yeah, we all work. They don't show up till 5. You know, in the afternoon.
That's the biggest difference between KCBS and then cooking in Texas. In KCBS, everybody shows up by Thursday, and literally 3.5 minutes after awards are over, there's not a soul in the parking lot. They're gone.
Phil, we're just pissed that we can't get in Wednesday. It's not even Thursday. They won't let us in Wednesday.
Well, you've definitely got it out of your system by the time awards are over, because you look around and there's nobody left. So in Texas,
there's
it's a little 12 different.
People at awards and getting awards for the other 80.
Already, so they can go on Friday. No big deal. And and everybody, a lot of people party and stay till Sunday or whatever. So that is a big difference.
Man, and I think it's trending in KCBS just to not go to awards. You know, I mean, I think, you know, you'll see awards and there'll be people that just don't actually go to the awards, where, man, in Texas, they're staying all the way till Sunday morning, you know, and some people, maybe Rob Arocha, he's not leaving till Sunday noon, you know, he's dragging out of there, or Alan Freeman, you know, those guys don't drag out till Sunday afternoon. Yeah, they're there 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, still dragging it, you know, so. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry, guys.
No, just reading this comment.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Talking about his speaker. Yeah, he'll blare it. Don't worry. You'll be able to get some of it.
There was like two or three people around us, and they had mirror music going. I was like, "Oh man, I'm not trying to be the black sheep here before we even get to know these people." but we got there, and man, there was a guy we met, super nice dude. But boy, he had a lot. He he had a lot to talk about. He won. He's
watching. He says hello. He had a lot to talk about,
man. And Bill, Bill looked at me, and we're kind of because we're both hungry. And Bill started to pull his phone out, and I was kind of like, all right, man, we're going to get going. We both got in the truck, and Bill goes, man, I'm about to take a fake phone call.
And oh, fake phone call it.
Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Absolutely. So you're saying a good group of folks, though. Just real eager to tell you some things.
You know, just, man, good dude. Like, we're parked next to the guy who was Team of the Year.
Kevin, yep.
What's the last
Kevin name? Kevin Hernandez, yep.
Super nice guy, man. We got to talking to him. And then another guy I met was Mo something. I think that's what he is on Facebook.
That's Coaching Barbecue, Mo Harden.
Yep. Mo Harden, yep.
I really like talking to them, you know. And then we know Manuel, and just, you know, there was a few that we knew, but – man, it was cool to just kind of see the difference, you know, man. Everyone was kind of hanging out. And, you know, sometimes in KCBS, everyone kind of just huddles in their own kind of compound, you know.
It's a clique, man.
Well, damn, Wes, I'm trying to get in yours. We can't get
you. But, get on the waiting list, brother.
Anyway, yeah, man, just I had a good time, and me and Bill had talked on the way down there. You know, it's nice to be able to go to the contest, just kind of try to enjoy it. You know, you want to have positive results, but if we didn't, you know, we were going to swing at it one way or the other and see what happened, but we liked it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went down with the attitude that we're there to try to do the best we can, but if, you know, we get our butts handed to us, well, it's a new association. We'd never cooked together before. So that was a little bit different dynamic, and you know, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, were we changing the name? Was it Triple Leg or something? Is that what we were thinking about? Triple leg.
Janky H.
We can just go three leg barbecue.
Triple Leg. Figured Allie get on Facebook and put a real fine line there and kind of let everyone know that's not the case. So.
Well, man, there's not a whole lot of you guys, Jordan. There's not a whole lot of you guys that have come down here. I mean, there's been quite a few Texas cooks that have ventured off, you know, and done some KCBS, but there hasn't been a whole lot of, you know, established KCBS cooks that have come down here. So, man, my hats are off to you. You came down here and you won the pork category, which was awesome. Man, I tried your pork. It was perfect. I couldn't, you know, I mean, and it, man, from what I gathered, it's the same pork you're turning in week in and week out in KCBS. You really didn't make much changes to y'all's cook from what I understand. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What would you say goes in that pork, Jordan? This is chicken fried, man.
You know, I run Blue's Hog.
I'm joking, brother. But yeah, you could spell it.
Yeah. I run Blue's Hog Injection, you know. It's nothing crazy. I was talking to a guy here a couple weeks ago that had called me on a pork question. And, you know, I just kind of told him I think pork is something that a lot of people might be a little too concerned about. How far they push it. You know, I push mine. And of everyone that has a pork concern or pork question, when I try theirs, that's probably the number one thing that I notice. They're maybe not pushing it as far as what they think they are.
Yeah. So how are you finding your tenderness, Jordan? If you want to talk about that.
I go off a feel and, you know, like grab my hold of the money muscle and,
then just immature.
Here goes off the rails. Keep going.
Yeah.
Take another drink.
You know,
it's about to get fleshy.
So you put it in your hand. Is that right? Yeah. You wrap your hand around it, huh?
Squeeze.
Yeah. Give it a squeeze.
Give it a little squeeze. Yeah.
Can you show us how you do that? Just like
again, you can use Bill as an example. Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
I think that's why you brought Bill.
No.
Sorry, Bill. Bill's like, I will kick your ass.
Bill will run your ass over with a tractor.
Tread lightly, Wes.
Yeah, no, those are farmer's hands. You don't mess with a farmer.
No, we have a side shooter ready to pull on Wes. But, anyway, yeah. So just kind of, you know, I basically go off of just grabbing, you know, once you check it, I check it by just kind of the softness whenever you squeeze on it. And then, you know, I also run probe, just probe tender. But, you know, you're looking for a very, very tender piece of meat there. Pretty much no resistance off of the probe.
And I think we did look back at your numbers, and maybe just for everybody that, you know, obviously wasn't there, maybe didn't watch the live awards or whatever. Man, if you want to just go through, because I think you won your brisket table, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, you won your pork table. I think you were maybe second on your chicken table, and were you second on your rib table or something like that, I think. But maybe just go through your placings, because, man, I think overall, you know, you did well. You top 10'd, and, man, you won, like I said, two of the four tables, which I thought was a great finish, man. I was super excited for you guys. So,
Bill, you know exact places?
No, I don't. I think
chicken was in the 70s or something like that.
Yeah, high 70s on in chicken. I think ribs were like
24th, 25th on ribs. You know, first on pork, and then we were 16th on brisket.
Just right outside of call on brisket.
Just right outside of call.
On the we had a comment card on that chicken, man. One of the, I don't think it was a negative comment card, but, you know, we were kind of, we liked the format where you could go through and read everything off the printed sheet. But one of the chicken comment cards was perfect if it was KCBS. But I was like, oh, damn, they're talking right at us.
That was Eric actually judged that.
Of course
he is. If you guys don't know, he is YouTube user on here, so just get after him. But
that's right, he is the YouTube user.
He's YouTube that's user right. So just letting the cat out of the bag. But
he's incognito.
Bill Jordan, since you guys, I mean, two world champions cooking together, how did y'all, you know, divvy the responsibilities up? Who did what? Was this Jordan when you helping Bill? Did y'all, this a true teammate thing? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we kind of decided on the way down there. You know, it's different because, I mean, just like any of us five, man, if the two of us cook together, any two of us, I mean, we're all solid cooks. We all kind of have our own process. And it was kind of like, hey, look, pride is at the door before we even start this thing. We're coming here to try to win. So we kind of agreed that I would do chicken thighs, and Bill is a super solid wing cook. So I did thighs, he did wings. Bill's an excellent rib cook, so I knew that was his category. And then I did pork. I cook on an offset, and he cooks on a can, so we both ran a brisket and then just kind of tried it at the end and kind of went from there, you know?
Nice.
And which brisket did y'all like the best?
Was it Jordan's? I think it was your brisket that y'all went with, wasn't it? I think it was the offset brisket.
Yeah, slices. We went with my slices, and Bill made a burn in, and we kind of
both. Oh, hell. Nice.
Yeah.
And so y'all felt good about the cook going into awards and seeing all of it. Y'all felt pretty good. Yeah, I think Jordan thought, Fred was a pretty emotional guy as well, which
I liked a lot about him, man. Like, I don't know Fred on a high level. You know, I've met him a few times, but – man, just to hear him kind of get up there in the beginning, and you could tell a guy that's passionate like that, you know, cares about his family, cares about barbecue. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Second best Blanco in the country too. I heard pretty decent.
That's what I'm drinking, Blanco.
Finish it off. I think we got another $9 coming in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might have to finish off that chocolate milk. Or
I'm going to check the tires, which for me means get another drink.
Me and Bill by the end of this show.
Right.
Trying to hang with Aaron Stauffer, but I told him we damn near need to start drinking at 6 a.m.
Right. Man, Aaron can put them away. And man, if you guys haven't seen that episode, man, that episode's classic. Aaron was awesome. We'll have to, man, Aaron's going to circle back at some point and get back on here. I really enjoyed that because, man, once he gets to drinking, man, he, especially in the after show, man, he let it all hang out in the after show, which was, man, quite entertaining. I think some people just sat there and watched him, you know, that got in. So it was a lot of fun.
I'm telling you, Aaron's one of the better.
I think it was like midnight before I got him off the after show and went to bed. And he had an 8 o'clock breakfast meeting. I think an 8 o'clock breakfast meeting. It's still eight, you know. Christie's, come on, Aaron, land the plane, let's go. She's trying to get him out of there, but man, he was having a blast. So
he is the most generous when it comes to sharing his notes. He is. Yeah. He doesn't mind. And look, that's not a bad thing. I mean, the guy he genuinely wants to help people, and he doesn't care if you know. You still got to cook it, and he's been like that since I've known him. I can appreciate it.
No, for sure.
Oh God, here it comes.
Here comes a shot. $9.99. I think that's a shot. Uh-oh.
Oh God, this guy's gonna pass out tonight. Drink up, boys. I'm gonna have to burp you tonight, Phil.
Man, I didn't start till like 7. It's impossible to get fucked up at this point. I started at noon last week. Okay.
And
realized that 8 hours and 5 minutes is my limit.
Right. That's as far and as I can get. When your mama starts praying for you.
I think last week Phil did like 6 podcasts before he led up to this one. And when he finally got to us, he'd already made the tour from Smoking on the Rio and winning that one. Every podcast in barbecue country had got him on that day. So, man, he was a little bit overserved by the time he showed up for ours, which man, I think it worked out pretty good. So, again, we blame Wes Garrett for it. You know,
it's all my fault, man. I had a scared trigger finger. I mean, you don't take a newly crowned world champion off of his square. You know what I mean? But I hovered over that thing for a good 25 minutes. And right. Then I was like, I'm just going to let him go. Man, damage is done. His mom's already pissed off. He's out of the wheel.
There's no doubt that we learned more about this podcast on episode 4 than any other episode. Bill learned where a lot of buttons were. Wes,
I found out where the mute button was at. You know,
remove. Yeah. You know, so yeah, learned a lot on episode 4.
If you guys remember Rocky 4, when the coach was saying, "Throw in the towel, throw the damn towel," Vanessa was trying to find my number to say, "Get his ass off of there."
Wes couldn't pull the trigger on it because he was too busy taking screenshots of me. Tying my
when you're trying to tie your shoes, you're trying to tie your shoes, and he's taking screenshots. You know,
yeah, no shit. No. I mean, we learned
his
a lot.
Mind, he was looking at the monitor. He was.
That's it. The hat comes off. It's over.
Right.
That's an indicator. Lots of indicators.
I knew when he started talking in cursive, man, it was like you put a signature on.
I remember that's right, George. Phil's talking in cursive. He put that in the comments. It was a classic.
Yeah. Oh, when Kent sat down, he comes back and he's like, get out of my chair. I knew. I said, he's got another round in him. He's got one more round to go. Yeah.
Even the people in the house couldn't control me. Like, really? Phil, you think that's a good idea? Why don't you let Kent sit there? Did they say that? Hell no. Get back in there. Think there's something left in the tank. You want another drink? Ching, ching, ching. Here it is.
Can you do it? No, look, you got point. You may think you embarrassed yourself. I see you in a brighter light now, Phil.
Man, I'm going to tell you real quick. All these guys are making donations. If you're in the chat, make sure you go follow them. And make sure you hit the like button on this. You know, we want to share this thing. And obviously, we want to grow the channel and grow the show. But, man, these guys that are donating, thanks, Shane. I appreciate it, man. I hope you
– absolutely.
I know he's been practicing chicken hard for Houston. He's coming down. He's cooking Houston. I think he's cooking with Heath Riles. And he's maybe cooking the chicken. And, man, he's been practicing every day. And I think there's quite a few people trying to dial that thing in. But – oh, that was from Fireball Lacey. Now, tell Lacey we love her. Thanks a lot. And we can't wait to see you guys this weekend. So,
yeah, appreciate all the ones donating. Man, liver transplants aren't cheap.
So. I think on that first episode, Phil drank like he had some expensive. I mean, Phil, for those of you who don't know, man, Phil usually doesn't. Man, he may stay at a cheap freaking renegade hotel that's $65. You know, Thunderbird Inn. He'll hit the Thunderbird Inn, but man, he's going to drink expensive alcohol. He's not going to drink anything cheap. So I think that we took in, I think, $49 in donations. He's okay, good. I think I spent $350 on alcohol. He drank a whole bottle. I don't know what it was. Man, it wasn't a Coors Light, you know. So what'd you think, Bill? How was your experience down there? Yeah, I mean, I guess
obviously. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, definitely different, but it was a different crowd, and you know, it was still cooking, you know, still the same thing that way. But I had a good time. First time I'd ever cooked in Texas, and so yeah. and it was nice to go down and know that we could score down in Texas too. You know,
sure,
so.
Sure. Well, I think too. And there's a big element of it when you start to – you're cooking all the time with these guys and you start to know everybody's song. So when you hear the song, you're like, oh, shit, that's Robert. Or you know what I mean? Everybody knows – you know, you start getting used to everybody's song. So it's kind of cool from that aspect at awards that, man, sometimes you don't have to listen to the name. You already know people's song. So yeah. I would have liked to heard mine a couple more times. But, you know, you're always grateful when you hear your name. You know, you hear your song. So it was fun. So
yeah. Yeah, and Jordan,
yeah, Roach,
talking to you this weekend, I didn't realize that that was not your first time to cook in a CBA. Is that correct? Or that was your first CBA?
Yeah, that was my first.
That was okay, but then what did I misunderstand? Maybe third time to cook in Texas, or I thought you had said, oh, okay. Well, I thought you said, man, I already cooked two other ones. So I didn't realize that, but it was your first one, huh?
No, I've never cooked in Texas.
Okay.
Wes Garrett's never cooked either in Texas, and man, I think he's closer than you are to Texas, and man, he still won't come over and cook in Texas. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, if there's a Lynchburg, Texas. I'll be there, buddy. Hey, I will. I'm really going to come to Texas here. Probably this year because that's actually part of my territory now, so I can do a little work. Come around, stay around, you know, mid-pack this bad boy and head back.
Hold you to it.
Here's Eddie. Bill, can you do Bill's song? Because you were like playing my song. This is so funny. On last week's show, you were reenacting my song. And he's like, and it doesn't sound anything like Bill's song, but you kept reenacting it a couple of different times. It's so funny.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to circle back to last week.
Man, we're just circling back to really my song, you know.
That's how I hear it.
So and then now you guys have moved in. You've moved your rigs into rodeo. You moved in Sunday along with me. We were all there at the same time. Man, what was that like driving into that place?
Yeah, big man. I about took out Blake Hunter with my trailer. He was trying to turn. I thought he had more room. I didn't think. I really thought he's out of the way. And I'm watching. I heard whoa, whoa, whoa. I was about to smoke his truck, but it's tight quarters in there, man.
Right. And it's big. Just overall, in general, it's the amount of the tents and all the wood going up, people nailing nail guns out there, building fortresses and running electricity. It's, I think Phil was talking about that. Yeah. They're doing all that stuff. What did Phil say? They were running electricity when you dropped off yours inside y'all's tent, Phil?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm talking, you know, like you would do any new construction. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. They're that's building during just a few days, and you know, 7 days later, they're going to tear the whole thing down. It's crazy.
That's exactly what he said. He said, we build a city in 4 days, and we tear it down in two.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I did find out that, you know, a couple of the guys on my team were, you know, they were wanting to sneak some alcohol in just to make sure they had beers. And, man, I talked to Jimmy, which we all know Jimmy down there. Jimmy says, man, you guys don't have to worry about beer, alcohol, or anything. Man, he's got all that stuff provided for us at Champions Row. So as far as you guys, I don't know if I've circled back. But, yeah, Jimmy said, man, all that stuff, he'll be snagging stuff from the bar. So if there's stuff you guys want, which I would encourage you to drink a lot this weekend, especially before turn-in, you know. That's why you're trying to get it out of your system now, huh?
No, that's why we're bringing Aaron Stauffer.
Oh God! Jesus! Ooh. Hey guys, we got a ton of great rib cooks on here tonight, and we've got John Roberts is asking. He's got a SCA rib contest in a couple of weeks. Any cooking tips for you know cooking ribs in Texas? Are they KCBS? Are they just specific to Texas? Can y'all speak on that?
Well, depending on how that sanctioning body judges ribs would depend on how you cook them. You know, man, I'm not sure if they're picking up the ribs and biting them, I would cook more of a KCBS rib. But if it's knife and fork like it is at most of the sanctioning bodies in Texas, man, I'd max them out and I'd make them extra tender. So,
yeah, I think that's the more important part of that question. You know, any tips on cooking ribs in Texas? Well, man, it's more important that it's a SCA rib contest. So, I mean, how's that being judged? Yeah, I think that's a more important part of that question than actually being in Texas. Yeah. And where is that at in Texas? Probably North Texas. So, man, Dallas is part of Oklahoma, we call it. So, is it really in Texas?
But in any sanctioning body, I think judging is key, you know, and I think that's why a lot of us like to cook sanctioned events. We don't necessarily like to cook backyard events because the rules can change on how things are judged. And, you know, your brother-in-law can get in there and he's, you know, as Kit Polk would say, it's easier to get homeboyed in a non-sanctioned event. But, you know, obviously that Rib Cook-Off Association, it is sanctioned. I'm sure, man, they got judging criteria. So understanding the judging criteria and how it's judged, man, that's gonna affect my tenderness. Man, I wouldn't change any profiles as far as what I do. Man, I cook the same rib regardless of the sanctioning body, but I do change my tenderness depending on the sanctioning body. I know Phil's the same way. So,
yeah, I mean, I think Chris Davis kind of nailed it on that. If you're talking about Texas tenderness, when it's KCBS tender, you need 45 minutes longer. So,
yeah. Yeah,
I would agree with that. He's pretty spot on. So,
and as far as beans and chili north of Dallas, man, I think you guys can do whatever you want. We're not necessarily going to claim you though if you start throwing beans and chili. So, man, we're barely going to claim you now, damn Yankee. You know, so regardless of your beans or chili, you know, we just want you to win something. Shit. You know, we're all pulling for you, you know. Me and Janky were talking about this weekend.
Fireball Lacey, holding it all together.
Man, I remember a story back, and Phil probably remember this. Man, I think it was Watermelon Festival. Man, these guys were next to Alan Freeman, and they were fucking getting hammered drunk on Friday night. And man, next day they go to awards, and, man, they don't get any calls, and they're circling back to Alan, and I think Phil's there having coffee with him. And, you know, Alan's like, man, you can't drink all night Friday night and get completely plastered and expect to do good at awards. And Phil's like, really?
Nobody told me that.
Yeah.
Do it every week.
Man, I think there are some people out there that can maybe cook a little better whenever they're a little loose, you know, a little barbecue lube that they got going on. But, man, typically – getting smashed isn't really a good recipe unless you're, you know, LC Barbecue. I remember Hold 'em and Hit 'em, man. You forgot about your ribs for an extra 2 hours. And you're like, fuck, dude, I was trash, sick. We were sick as a dog. And, man, I forgot they were in the wrap and they went 2 hours. There you go, fourth place rib. There's LC Barbecue. Son of a bitch. 2 hours long and they still get a call. But man, that can happen in Texas. You know, they don't pick the bone up, they don't pick it up, they don't take a bite.
Most of the processes I do, I learned on accident. So yeah. It was a mistake and it stuck.
There's a bean cook smoking and toasting. He's ready to do some beans, but man, he probably won't stick them in the chili, you know. Boneless ribs. Any more questions you see in there, Wes, that you've trolled through?
No, right now it's just comments. You know, there's a team bean, team no bean. And I think you guys are freaking idiots with the no beans, man. Beans belong in chili. I don't know where this shit started. What's wrong with you guys, man? As Aaron said, it's just meat soup if there's no beans in it.
I got to agree with this one. I love beans went in chili. I don't know where you get the no bean chili.
Yes, man. You got 3-2, bud.
Right. Beans.
Look at it. I mean, that's three right there.
I know, but you guys are Yankees. I mean, you guys get a lot of things twisted up. You know what I mean? So it's not your fault, though. You know,
it's not your fault. Y'all were born there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows they would rather be born in Texas. So it is what it is. You know, so
we'll see when you succeed
as fast as you can.
Man, or so, Mississippi, maybe, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have to find somebody to take us when everybody breaks away. We're going to have to, like, trade up, right. Concede something.
Trade up.
Bring us, cut deals. But you haven't had any of the famous KP's beans maybe put in some chili? Has that maybe changed something?
No, I think KP's chili tastes so good it don't need beans, you know, so.
It's on strong words, man.
Yeah. It's on another level.
He's on another level. So is KP over tonight or no, Phil? Is he in the house or no?
No, he came over earlier. You know, we were getting stuff together for Houston or whatever, and I didn't even know he was coming over. Man, he popped in and, oh, hey, what's up, Kit? We're bringing a K4. You know, he makes his sauce or whatever. And, you want a drink? I'll have one. You know, so he has a drink. You know, anyway, so he's here for a little while, and I guess I'll mosey on him, grab that sauce. Man, he's gone for like 10 minutes. I'm like, but did he leave? Because I forgot the sauce. That's the only reason he came over was and he forgot to bring it. So he was over earlier. Part of him was, and he's left now. So we've got no fill in. He said, you're on your own this week. So.
He cut you.
And are you leaving tomorrow, Phil, to come to Houston? What's your schedule looking like?
Yeah, we're gonna pick Reed up from school, you know, after 10, so he doesn't miss another day of school. You know, they're already on our ass sending letters. It's a big deal, you know. So anyway, we'll pick him up later in the morning and then hit the road. So we'll be over to Houston tomorrow afternoon sometime.
Brandon, I've got to give you that's a good comment. Sorry, we're talking about Reed not learning how to read because he doesn't go to school. But yes, we would be the 10th round draft pick in this next Civil War draft. There's no doubt in that.
And you're going to try it out.
Here's the takeaway from Kit this weekend. Eric, this is Eric. That's Eric Cantrell, YouTube user. So what's the KP takeaway from this weekend? Should have went sweeter or what? I think Kit was just so enamored that he beat me and Phil in the overall that, man, it makes his weekend. He's probably told me 4 times, man, I can't believe I beat you, you know. And I don't know how many times he's told Phil, but if he actually beats us, it's, man, he did everything right, and he's going to try to tell us what we did wrong.
You know? He didn't tell us – well, he didn't really say, hey, I beat you. He goes – well, he says – man, I can't believe I beat you this weekend. You know, he says it in that real non-offensive
with a smile way. On his face. Like, I can't believe I beat you.
Did you hear what I said? You know, I mean, again, you know, I'm like, man, I can't believe it got in there. They won. Anyway, but yeah, he will get a little lost in the results. I mean, you know, he was barking the whole way. And I saw that chicken go, but not 21st. That's what that pay. No. Man, well, you tied with me. I don't want to hear your shit no more, you know?
We both tied. We got nothing.
I think the takeaway, I mean, are we talking comments? Because, you know, Carmen did write this down. We were getting changed for, you know, we went to the hotel and got ready for the banquet. We were coming back, and Kit was on the – anyway, he was on one of his talking about it, and a cook came up to him. Do you know – your cook, 50% of your cook is how you fuck it up, is what he told this guy for advice. And he got really, really, wow. You know, so people leave his camp going, you know, what does that mean? You know, like if I could only understand what that means, I would know what Kit knows.
We got a question.
That's why we call him 50 Cent.
We've got a question from Aaron for Bill and Jordan. Now that you have cooked in Texas, what did you do differently than you would than what you would do in KCBS? Is there a difference in tenderness? I think we've already hit on that, but did you take anything, both of you guys, that you may tweak in KCBS?
Not really on the ribs. I mean, I run pretty tender ribs anyway, so I may have pushed them just a little bit further, but not much. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm tender on everything for the most part. I didn't change. Pork was the exact same pork I cooked for KCBS. The chicken thighs, I wish I would have cooked that good for KCBS some this year. But really, I mean, I didn't change. I may have ran brisket 10 minutes longer, but not. I mean, it was it was pretty standard.
Well, talking about your, go ahead, Bill. I'll ask.
I was going to say, if any category we pushed, it would have been brisket. I did the same thing on mine, you know, but it was intentional.
Right. So we know you guys are pushing this. What particular meats, if you're willing to talk about that, which brands own your pork, your ribs, your brisket? I believe I know you guys are running specific stuff. Can you touch on that?
Chicken, I run Springer Mountain, ribs and pork, Prairie Fresh, and then Marble Ridge brisket.
You going naturals or primes on that Prairie Fresh?
Primes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm exactly.
Have you cooked those most of the year, Bill? I mean, Jordan, most of the year you've been doing the primes, yeah?
I've done primes for the last 2 years.
Okay. Nice.
Wow.
And I mean, I went back and forth between marbles and snakes last season. But I cooked a couple after this season. I'd say I probably cooked 10 marbles last year. Because, man, when a Marble Ridge brisket is – it's solid, like, you know, whenever you have a really good one, there's not many out there that compare to it, my opinion. The thing is I went back and forth last year just because I started buying 22 pound plus snakes, and man, it seemed like those things were just standard every time, you know. So, but I am cooking all marble this year, because the last four I've cooked have been pretty phenomenal.
Strong.
Yep.
Is that what?
Never cooked a marble myself. Did they? You've obviously gotten into where you like them and how they finished. Did they finish? Did you got to push them a little more, a little less? Are they the same as snakes? I'd like to try one.
No, they're. I mean, they finished. You know, I kind of watch the way that the internal temperature runs throughout the cook on my brisket and kind of how we finish it. And it's pretty much streamlined, matches snakes, steady.
Interesting.
Yep.
Because we cooked quite a few marbles at the end of the year. We cooked some A9s and some snakes and a little bit of everything. And to me, they all finish about the same, you know, at least on the drum. It's still all about tenderness, and the feel's the same no matter what brand it is, in my opinion.
Yeah. Where can you get those at? Those Marble Ridges, you tell everybody.
So, Cordy Meat Market. Yeah, Cordy Meat Market, Jay Labello, he's actually doing, they ship, and they started last season. And I'll just tell you, I mean, a lot of people's concern was the marble would look fantastic as a whole packer, and it could kind of deceive you a bit by thickness and just kind of the overall when you got to trimming it. It seemed like there were some people that were upset with the inconsistencies, and there were some, but I feel like it wasn't as much as what was made out to be. But Jay decided, he's actually selling comp briskets pre-trimmed. So you can buy a flat only, or you can buy the flat and trimmed, point, and then they ship. So that's how he sent me, four weekend. And that's exactly, he sent me pre-trimmed briskets. So good stuff.
If you guys got just a few seconds, Bill Hine knows what I'm about to say here, but I got to give a shout out to Jay, last year. I'd never ordered from the guy, and he came on to the Chewing the Barbecue Fat, and I was like, hey man, he's going to really get behind us. And barbecue, I want to give the guy a shot. Well, we were going to do one in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and I was working. Man, I was really dragging ass. I couldn't get caught up. I didn't have any chicken, Springer Mountain. So Bill was like, call Jay. He could take care of you. Well, this was whenever all the stuff was coming out that was – there was somebody that was on Facebook who was saying, hey, we will trim chicken for you. I just assumed that it was Jay. I had no clue. Here I am. I called Jay up. Now, hey, man, I need 15 things. I need them trimmed up, and – Bill's going to come by and get him. Well, he's such a nice guy. He never told me, hey, I don't trim chicken. He just goes, okay, I'll comp trim your chicken. Well, he goes back there, and I think he called Jordan. He's like, hey, man, I don't normally trim this stuff. What do you want me to do? The guy went out of his way. Go ahead.
He goes, who the hell is Wes Garrett?
That's what we're all saying. That's what we're all saying.
He goes, it was almost like, he a salesman? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he didn't really give me a choice. He goes, hey, I need X number of chicken thighs trimmed for this coming, whatever. I'm going to talk to Jordan and see if he can grab them for me. So Jay's like, did you set me up with this? I was like, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I felt like an ass.
He goes, man, I ain't never trimmed no chicken thighs. He goes, what do you trim yours at? So I told him whatever, and he's like, I said, do you want me to trim them? No, I'm going to trim them for him. He may not like them, but I'm going to trim them for him.
the guy trimmed, comp trimmed my chicken, scraped the skins, vacuum packed them perfectly, and gave him the bill. I gave him the Jordan to bring him over to the contest. And when I got there, he tells me this, and I was like, but he's the guy who treats. He's like, that's not him, man. You got him wrong. And I was like, oh my God, I'm an ass. I was like, I'm over here telling him what I want, how I want it, when to get it. And I'm like, I thought he was the guy. Hey, Jordan's like, no, man, he don't do that.
Anything shit over 5.2, I don't want it. Send it back.
Man. So shout out to Cody Meats. He's trimming chicken this year. Call him up.
Yeah.
tell him Wes Garrett sent you.
Tell him Wes Garrett sent you.
Oh my God. So anyway, great guy, super nice, never told me no, and I'll support him ever since then.
Yeah, man.
I think there was a couple other questions. I'll put my producer hat on here. I think Aaron asked, did you change anything in your finish with your faces of your slices?
I pulled back on the amount of sweet. There you go. Normally I'm probably mixing, I'm close to 50-50 au jus to sauce. I probably went 2-1 au jus sauce.
Right. And he won his brisket table, which, man, I don't know who all was on that table, but man, he did win the table. And, man, that was a stacked cook-off. All the best teams in Texas were there, so, including Brazil. So, and they got a walk. Shout out to Brazil. You know, I think they got a chicken walk. That was pretty cool. So, see, was there anything else in the questions, Wes?
Chris is wanting to know if you wager your thighs.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm normally between like 4'2", 4'4" ounces.
They're too big.
They're too big. They were too big for Bill's wings.
Bill was pissed.
Bill, what are you going?
Thighs in the box. And he was like, damn it, Jordan, your thighs are too big. I can't get my wings in here. I'm like, well, shit. I don't know. I mean, how fucking small do you want them? I said, throw them in there. He goes, they look like shit. This is going to cost us.
I love it.
Well, and I think looking at the scores, you guys, even though you were 10th overall, man, Bill may have been right, you know, because y'all were just – man, less than 2 or 3 points away from reserve, I think. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it was close, 3.5 or 4.
Yeah, they were very close.
We either should have ran just his wings or just my thighs. We probably shouldn't have tried to fancy it up.
Right.
Just what was best. Yeah, which one was the best that y'all tasted? I mean, when you tasted both of them, which one should have gone in the box?
We probably should have went with the thighs if we had to pick one. Just because our timing was a little off, you know. My wings set out a little too long after they got done and got a little bit cool, I think. And just our finishing processes were, our timing was off, you know, and that's part of the learning curve of cooking together, though. So,
man, and I tried both of them. You know, they brought me, you know, we were parked really close, and you know, Jordan came over and tried my bitter, smoky half chicken, and he brought me a wing and a thigh. Man, I thought they were both excellent, and I thought you guys were going to score. It tasted a lot like my thighs. My thighs are a little bigger. I cook like a 5-ounce thigh, so mine are usually a little bit bigger. But man, I thought it was great. So
the biggest takeaway of the whole weekend was that I could probably stand to lose about 80 pounds and Bill could probably drop about 40 because we were rubbing bellies, trying to cross paths in the trailer. And I'm big. I think at one time we kind of wedged ourselves between the counters and we had to like do the suck in and push each other the opposite way. It got to a point where I was like, all right, you stay in your corner, I'll stay in mine, and we'll just figure this thing out.
So we're going with team dry humping at Houston Livestock is what we're going. It happened.
Man, and Beer Belly Barbecue did win the contest, just so you know. The team name was Beer Belly Barbecue, I think, that did win the contest. But
I might have to get off here for that one. I don't know how to – I can't process this.
But looks like Triple H talk about the box placement with that pork, a pro move. Eric's got some inside information.
So Eric was in the trailer at that time, and Jordan, we did a typical KCBS box. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say on air, but you know, had money muscles.
You're supposed to tell it all, Bill. That's what you're supposed to do.
Had money muscles pulled in chunks, and Jordan had set the chunks kind of in the back, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's what we want them to go for because they're better than the pulled. So I grabbed them out of the back of the box, moved them to the front, and you know, Jordan's like, whatever, do whatever you think you got to do. You know, he's processing his pulled, so that was my move, I guess.
Like, you're gonna move them no matter what, so shit, grab them and move. I know you're gonna ask me, and I'm gonna say no, and you're still gonna grab and be like, I think they need to go here.
And so it was a true team effort on the pork, yeah. So,
man, my pork process, whenever I'm starting to finish it, it's a marathon, man. And I actually told Eric, had walked up on the trailer and he was standing over the door open. I was like, hey, man, you know, you close that door or whatever. And he kind of stepped in and I was like, this is the part of the competition where my breathing starts to sound like someone in labor. I was like, my back's going to start hurting. I'll probably stretch out a couple times. I might be purring a little bit. I said, just let me get through this pork and we can finish this thing out.
No, it was a team effort, man. I think everybody saw both of you going down there. They know both of you guys are just absolutely top-notch cooks and wanted to see. I mean, I thought you guys had cooked Texas before, and I must have been mistaken, but to go in that group and to pull a top 10, man, I can't give you enough kudos, and I mean that. I mean, we could talk shit and cut up, whatever, but congrats on that. Very strong cook, and look, I'd like to see you guys cook in Texas some more.
That's a long drive, man, but we were happy, you know. I mean, we had said that all along. Even if we didn't went in there and got blown out, you know, and got our ass kicked or whatever, I mean, it's just one of those things. We had said no matter what happens, my outlook on it was I just kind of wanted to see, you know. I won't lie, I was a little hesitant whenever they were like, you know, it's just judges off the street. You know, you tend to question yourself, like, do you think you're so prone to know what KCBS is that you can even cook the same quality of food, you know, for just the average Joe coming off the road. But, yeah, man, when we finished 10th overall, we were pretty stoked. I think at one point in time, we both looked at each other walking down the way. I was like, well, shit, I guess we can travel with it, you know. But yeah, it was a good time, man.
So where else would you guys go? You're going to do Texas. I know why you went there to do it, kind of get a little tune up, but you guys thought about going somewhere else, maybe California, try something on the West Coast, Northeast. Y'all going to team up? That seems to be the cool thing to do now is team up with someone and see how you do it. Where are you going to take the show now?
So, I mean, I'm kind of up in the air on how I'm going to cook this year. I know I'm going to cook, you know, It's just we're having a, you know, Allie's pregnant and due here at the end of March. So I don't know how the season's going to go, but me and Bill talked about maybe teaming up some, you know, going and cooking a few, depending on, you know, I cook with Team Wolf, and he's still going to go, I know. I just don't know how it's going to go with, you know, with the new baby and if it's something that he's going to want to do. Because it's probably going to be fly by the seat of my pants, really, depending on – I thought that would be that shitty dad being like, baby good?
And are you – right.
You know, like, I'm gone. But, yeah, we'll see.
Kid starts crying when you come around because stranger danger. I get it.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And I'll be looking forward to you guys. I'm still trying to get down there to see if I can witness this, because as Bill was telling me, you know, I'll know everybody on Champions Row, you know, and how many times is this going to happen to have, you know, good friends, close friends right there. And I still can't believe it's as large as everybody says. I've never seen it, never witnessed it. And I've heard nothing here the last week that it just makes you want to fly down and hang out, see how everything is going.
Come on, so you play with
us. And we're hoping you were going to come. That's why I texted you.
Hey, we're still looking at it. Hannah and I, we've looked at it. I had to come to Chattanooga the last minute, and that's kind of throwing a little kink in the plans. But we haven't given up. It's on life support, but it ain't dead yet.
Listen, man, I've been my life. I know this.
Oh, shit. He's out. I didn't do this, guys. My trigger finger is still not that good.
I can still hear him talking downstairs.
Yeah, just let him finish. Just let him finish.
So where are you at? Are you 50-50, Wes, on making it or what?
It's more about 85-15, 90-10, just because we got, yeah, I'm supposed to get back Thursday, maybe Friday, and I would really want to fly out Friday, but Southwest comes straight into Houston. Right. We got some points, so look, I'll let you guys know Thursday my plan, so... I want to come down here and check it out. So been trying to do a little YouTube, checking it out and, you know, seeing my good friend, Adam Gautreau. I see he's getting his cowboy boots all shined up and, you know, getting his pants all creased, and it's rodeo time, man. I see the excitement. Yeah. I want to experience that once.
Man, it's a big nightclub. It turns into a big nightclub. And I think there's quite a few people. I think we were at dinner the other night. And I was showing Bill the stats that there's like 90 something thousand people that, 90-something thousand people that actually show up there on Saturday night, as far as, you know, admission to the place. So, man, it's the first, you know, the beginning of the year. Everybody goes and buys new hat, new boots, and, man, they show up, and it's a big party. And, man, there's a fair amount of them that have no idea that a competition's going on. So.
Wow. Well, it's a blast, man. They put on a hell of a show. I'd like to be a part of it. What's that, Phil?
Supposed to have really good weather this. I said we were supposed to have really good weather this year, so I wouldn't be surprised if they break some attendance records.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because last year the weather was pretty shitty, and we still had 97,000 show up. And, man, this year the weather's supposed to be really nice. So, man, I imagine it's going to be jammed, you know. So.
Well, I know we're getting to the end of the show, but, again, make sure I'm speaking of the right. Is this the one they put the tags and everything? And it is so, I mean, they are on top of, you can't remove the tag. You got to have a judge come over, check the tag. Yeah. Is this just the right one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They'll tag your meat, and you'll have an ambassador that watches you tag. And then when it comes time to boxing, they'll make sure that tag number matches what was put in the meat. And they stand there and watch you take the tag off and watch you slice and box it and stick it in the box. So.
Unbelievable. That's a hell of a production, man. But I mean, again, you win this, you're set for life as of notoriety, just people, you know, knowing who you are and getting your product sold.
Not a bad win. You know, it's definitely one that, you know, as a Texas cook growing up, that's what you hear about. But, you know, the more you get involved in competition barbecue, man, Houston Rodeo is, man, it's great, but man, it's not sanctioned. That's the only thing that's, to me, the downfall of it is it's not a sanctioned event. Man, me as a cook, I'd prefer, you know, it to be sanctioned. Man, whether it's CBA or IBCA or, man, just give us the rules, you know. So, but it is what it is. And, you know, as a Texas cook, you can't get in there. It's a lot of legacy cooks that have their spots. And, man, they pass their spots on down to family members. So, for most of us competition guys, it's not something that we can sign up and go cook. We either have to cook for another team that have recruited us, you know, headhunters, other teams that maybe have spent, you know, 10, 15 years not necessarily having good results, and then they go out and kind of scoop one of the competition guys up and cook, which, man, it's good and bad if you're listed as the head cook. You know, Phil's cooking for a team, but he's listed as the head cook, so only one person can go on stage. And man, there'll probably be some people on stage this weekend that man, they didn't have anything to do with the cook other than listed as the head cook. And it'll be one of the comp guys in the background that actually, you know, cook their chicken or their ribs. And we'll all know, you know, as the comp guys, we'll know, oh, you know, so-and-so cooked that. But, you know, they don't get the actual – the glory of actually being on stage. And, you know, the experience that we all want to do this for is, you know, the status of actually being there is I think a lot of us chase this game because there's no money in Houston. The rodeo is no money. It's all just status. So,
wow. I didn't know that. I mean, yeah. I know there's some.
And by no money, right? No, by no money, he means no money. N-O money.
So you don't he didn't mean a little check.
No money. No money.
You either get a trophy or nothing.
Pretty much.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think first place in each meet gets a, you know, they only do trophies for the top three in each category. And first place in each meet gets a belt buckle as well. And I would assume they give belt buckles for the grand and the reserve as well. But no money. None.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jordan, Bill, you got your cowboy hats, your pants, your boots, your wrestlers.
Well, I do, but I always have one, so.
Okay. All right. Got a vest on, looking like J.R. Ewing out here. What are we doing?
J.R.
Ewing. All right. I want to make sure you guys are prepared now. You're going to be walking that stage.
Man, Bill knows a lot about hats. He was giving me a hat lesson, and I'm from Texas, you know. So, yeah, Bill's got some fancy stuff. He's a serious – he may be from Illinois, but, man, he's a cowboy at heart, you know.
Look, so. There's more country boys in southern Illinois than people even don't even have a clue about. Right. That's some country boys there.
Yeah. My wife ended up, we all went to Cavender's and my wife ended up buying a new, you know, I don't know, $100 hat. You know, when we went to Seguin, we stopped at some Western store and she says, man, I really like that. When she looked at it and it was like $399, like, man, we ain't getting that guy, you know? And she asked Bill, she goes, how expensive is your hat? Man, Bill didn't want to say, so, but it wasn't $79.
Well, you see that safe always behind Bill when he's there. There's a reason why he can get those hats.
Yeah, right.
You just need those digits of that safe and we'll all be set.
So how are you guys feeling going into Houston? Are you feeling good? Any anxiety? Man, is it any anxiousness about Houston?
Nah, I don't really know what to expect. So, you know, we're getting ready to – tomorrow we're going to do our second practice on half chicken. First one. About 15 minutes in, I open the lid. Did you put me back up? Did you put me back up?
I think he put you in timeout.
I was sitting here. I sent a message to the group. I said, well, shit, you guys blackball me already? Damn.
Now, I think Wes has been taking too much. Man, Wes is trying to fade some heat for Phil. He's been taking too many shots tonight, I think. You know.
Man, you might need to be setting some interviews for a new producer.
Man, we might have to go out, Jordan. You may be right. So.
You know what, man? He's half-assed at best, you know. But you got to love him for who he is.
Right.
Nah, man, we're going to do our practice on half chicken again tomorrow, so we'll see.
You're running another half, and you got all your meat, everything situated.
Yep.
I did try to go in there today. I don't know if you went by and picked up that grate, but they wanted me to go get a pass. Did they make you go get a pass to get in there today or no?
No.
They didn't ask for anything when we went in, but Jimmy hooked us up with our packet.
Okay. So you got your packet already. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that'll work. Well, cool. Do you guys have anything else? I think we're an hour and 13 minutes in. So if there's anything else or Wes, you see anything in the comments?
No, all the questions are kind of, it's just comments now. It's not really any questions. Man, I love these guys getting in here and always participating. Comments are kind of their own show. And I love them, but let's see if I did star some earlier in here. Let's see if we can't pick some of these out. We still giving away some shirts.
Yeah, man. I'll give away if you find something worthy, you know.
Yeah. I guys, I'm sorry. I'm not the one I got to go with. It just, it struck me. It's got to be the the 10th round draft pick of the Civil War. It's the truth, and that's out of 9 states. So, well, Brandon, yeah, that tickled me right there.
He already won one. Brandon already won one.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that.
That's okay. Hey, and Brandon, I even had the shirt with me to bring to CBA World this past weekend. That never transpired, but yeah, I still have Brandon's shirt.
And Janky, so what we're going to do is you game. Didn't get that
all,
shirt.
All we have left is Fox of Mediums. So can you pick Brian Fox for the winner?
Oh my God!
I'm gonna get my shirt.
Huh?
You're getting the shirt.
They're on back order. I got you on the list though.
Sleeveless.
Big boy sizes.
Cut down to the waist, baby. Yeah, maybe. Let's see here. We may have to pass it up. We can do the. Let's see what we got.
Comments just gotta get better.
Yeah, the comments were good.
Aaron's not bringing his book. What a letdown, you know. So I actually liked Aaron up until this point, you know. So y'all need to talk. Yeah, he's showing his book off at the last
backstage.
Yeah, backstage book, you know. Got his whole rib recipe and everything in there. He was showing it on the screen, you know.
Jesus. Gotta love him. Gotta love him.
Oh, here's we'll a no big, next here's week. A no big deal. Here's a no big deal from Eddie.
No big deal.
He'll be on Champions Row again.
Yeah, Eddie can wear a medium. He's a winner. Eddie, I got a shirt for you. You can wear a medium.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what this thing is gonna bring here. See if we got one of the winners on the show tonight. That'd be exciting.
I'll tell you one thing. We're going to have a good time this weekend. It's going to be fun. Man, we'll get to hang out with a lot of barbecue family and, man, 100,000 people as well. So we'll have a good time regardless of what happens. And, man, I hope all of you guys end up on stage, including myself. You know, man, I've cooked a meat 3 years in a row, and every year it's between 10th and 20th place. I've cooked brisket, got a 16th or 17th place brisket. I've cooked ribs and I got a 18th place rib, and I've cooked chicken. And I think last year I was maybe 20th place chicken. So, man, it'd be nice just to get up there on that stage with the finalist banner and maybe get one of them bow-legged trophies. But we'll see what happens. So I wish all you guys luck, and man, I'll see you guys this weekend. Y'all can stay backstage. I'll end the live stream, and we can talk some real shit. So, thanks for everybody tuning in, and man, we'll see you next Tuesday, and hopefully one of these guys will be the winner of the Houston Rodeo. So,
see you guys.
Appreciate you having us on, man.
Yeah, yep. We'll see you later. We'll see you all tomorrow.